Random House Audio presents The Third Gate, a novel by Lincoln Child, read for you by Jonathan MacLean. Prologue. The doctor helped himself to a cup of coffee in the break room, reached for the cylinder of powdered creamer on a nearby counter, thought better of it, then poured in some soy milk from the battered lab refrigerator instead. Stirring the coffee with a plastic swizzle, he walked across the pale linoleum floor to a cluster of identical heavy-sided chairs. The usual sounds filtered through the door. The rattling of wheelchairs and gurneys, bleats and beeps of instrumentation, the drone of the hospital intercom. A third-year resident named Aguayo had sprawled his lanky limbs across two of the threadbare chairs. Typical, thought the doctor. A resident's ability to fall asleep instantly, vertical or horizontal, in no matter how uncomfortable a position. As the doctor settled into a chair beside him, the resident stopped his faint snoring and opened one eye. "Hey, Doc," he murmured. "What time is it?" The doctor glanced up at the industrial clock set over the line of lockers along the far wall. 10:45? "God," DeGuayo groaned. "That means I've only been asleep 10 minutes. "At least you've managed some," the doctor said, sipping his coffee. "It's a quiet night." DeGuayo closed the eye again. 2 myocardial infarctions, an open skull fracture, an emergency C-section, 2 gunshot victims, 1 critical, a third-degree burn case, a knife wound with renal penetration, 1 simple and 1 compound fracture, an old...